Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now on to episode 164.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Today's episode is brought to you by High Conversion Recommend, powered by Amazon Personalize. They help medium to large Shopify merchants boost engagement, increase conversions, and most importantly, grow new revenue with the same product recommendation AI that's used on Amazon.com. When your visitors can't quickly discover the right products, they leave and they go to a competitor or a big marketplace, which really explains why, on average, 90% of your online visitors never find a product or add an item to the shopping cart. High Conversion Recommend is unique. They use visitor actions, context, and Amazon's own recommendation algorithms to generate ultra-relevant, personalized recommendations all in real time. You know, and the results are proven. Shoppers who engage with product recommendations are known to produce more in revenue per visit compared to those that do not. Because conventional recommendation apps train algorithms with existing customer data, the impact is limited to your smallest traffic segment, about 10% of your visitors, who are returning buyers and lookalike visitors. With High Conversion Recommend, you can benefit from Amazon's session-based personalized recommendation engine using live visitor actions and context to learn buying signals. This unlocks revenue potential from your largest share of visitors, up to 90% of your so-called cold traffic who would otherwise never buy anything. So I highly recommend install High Conversion today. Take them up on their offer. They have a 7-day product recommendation challenge. They believe they can produce 100% more revenue per visitor in just 1 week with the use of Amazon's product recommendation algorithms. So head on over highconversion.com and mention you're an e-commerce Fastlane listener, and you'll also get an exclusive 20% off their annual plan. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the e-commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, if you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, you're definitely in the right place today. New episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog, directly from ecommercefastlane.com. Now, in today's episode, my guest is Sam Malone, not from Cheers, but his name is actually Sam Malone, so it's very interesting. And he's the CEO and co-founder of a company called Guru Club. Now, they have a dedicated Shopify app, but what it does is it helps tell stories for brands in exchange for rewards. We're talking Instagram stories here. It's really, really interesting technology, and it really motivates the word of mouth and the virality that goes along with Instagram and the stories part of it. But in exchange for getting a bounty or a coupon, these sorts of things, and just by hashtagging the name and mentioning things, and we all know that that has power in the algorithm as far as discovery on their network. So it's a really great conversation. It's timely because I think UGC, this user-generated content, is a really exciting opportunity right now. And it resonates with a lot of people because it just seems very authentic versus more fabricated, that you kind of get caught up in the influencer world. Whereas, no, these are actual real people that are enjoying the product and they are mentioning the product in exchange for a small bounty of some sort or a coupon to go back to the store. So it's pretty cool. Also, make sure that you listen through to the end of the episode. So there's an exclusive listener-only bonus that I'd love the listeners to take advantage of. I think it'd be a really neat value prop to go along with your brand. So hi, Sam. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Love the show.
Thank you so much. I may have butchered it a tiny bit at the top of the show because it's always interesting in a founder's words anyways, just to tell exactly the problems you're solving. But maybe you can share with the audience today about like, what does Guru Club do? I'm going to say, why did you build it? We'll get into that probably soon. And then what sort of problems do you believe that the application is now solving for Shopify store owners?
Yeah, well, Steve, as you know, as many Shopify merchants know, Shopify makes it very easy to set up a store, to be able to ship products out. But the one aspect of growth that is so important is marketing your product. And there's nothing more powerful than third-party validation, user-generated content, and a real person talking about your brand, where 96% of people don't trust advertising. And so what we do is we incentivize the everyday consumer to talk about brands and to post about those brands on social media. So we have two options. We have a coupon and a rebate option. The way it works the most is you put a card, a little card that says, tag us in your Instagram story for $15 off your next purchase, or $5 off your next purchase, or $10. And the customer scans a QR code on the card, they come to our website, they hit one button, and we automatically make sure that they posted that story and that they left it up for 24 hours. Once they leave it up for 24 hours, we automatically reward that customer. So as a business, you're getting user-generated content, you're getting exposure, you're getting insight, you're getting third-party validation, and it's really the best way to market any product or service once your customers start using it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that there's technology. I just love when people solve these sort of problems because we know that there's benefits in doing it. It's just that how do you do it at scale? And I think that's what you've kind of figured out with your technology is that when, you know, brands want this sort of thing and they want this, and as you call it, you want to incentivize them for an authentic, real review. I think it's really cool that you have a tool to be able to do that sort of thing. So let's get into the journey a bit. I understand you're a co-founder, and it does fascinate me, like why people build what they build. And so I would love for you to share with the audience today about what you believe uniquely positions you and the founding team, I guess your co-founder, like, I guess on a few points. Number one, to have the desire. Usually it's a lot more than just, I want a SaaS company with recurring revenue. I think there's a bigger story behind it than just that. And then what about the expertise, like the brain power behind like the engineering to even want to build this thing?
Absolutely. Originally, this idea started getting its legs when I was in college. And I played basketball at the University of Kentucky, got to play with guys like Devin Booker, Anthony Davis, Karl Towns, future Hall of Famers. And we actually won the national championship my freshman year. I saw all these guys getting these huge deals from, and this was around 2015, 2016, getting huge deals from different companies, all types of companies. And this was really when Instagram endorsements was starting to get really hot. At the same time, I'm in a marketing class at the University of Kentucky, and what they're teaching me in the class, it wasn't bad teaching, but it was just changing so fast. And so I became fascinated with, you know, how these endorsement deals were working and stuff like that. And I ended up working for one of my teammates out of college and even saw it more. And in my head was always, how do we scale this up? Because eventually, not only is the athlete or the celebrity going to have some type of sway over their audience, but the everyday person is as well. And what we've seen in the meantime is that the celebrities, these athletes, influencers, they're kind of oversaturated. And we saw a lot of people doing several deals a day and just inauthentic posts. And that doesn't mean that some celebrities can't be authentic and some influencers can't be effective. But to grow a brand organically, you need word of mouth and you need people spreading the word about your business. And so we started this business to figure out how is the best way to get people talking about businesses. We originally started as kind of an influencer marketplace, and then we realized the possibilities that we could do with Shopify and how many merchants we could help with Shopify. And so we launched a Shopify app last summer, and we've seen great success so far. You know, brands have been jumping on it. We're up to 215 brands using it. And the stories that we're hearing from these businesses are, as well, is there's nothing more powerful than this third-party validation. And it kind of goes back to that original start point of where we came from and realizing that these celebrities, these influencers, the everyday person is going to one day have a lot more sway over their audience than those people.
It's interesting you mentioned that because I know my wife, maybe about a month or so ago, she made a complaint about Instagram in general. Like, she definitely follows a lot of, you know, I would call it more influential people in the millions, maybe from Bachelor Nation or just other different, you know, cooking people. It's all different types of people that she follows, but I'd say more from Bachelor Nation. And what she found, and she finds a little bit frustrating, was just the fact that every second post was posting something else about, you know, this protein shake or this new watch or whatever it is. And it's great that, you know, maybe that they're in a position financially and with the amount of reach they have that they probably do like a lot of these things that they have been given or are in exchange for money for posts to be able to do these sort of things. But I think over time, what her comments was, because it just seems like I want to find out about them and their lives and what they're up to. And that's kind of aspirational. And it's kind of neat. I like following them. They're public figures on television and like to see kind of what they're up to. Maybe inspires me and my next vacation or some clothing, whatever. And so she understands that discovery engine part of Instagram. But when there's just begins to being too many posts that are kind of sponsored or these sorts of like endorsement ones, it becomes more inauthentic, is I think is the word you used. Not fake, but maybe. And so she's actually paused a lot of people right now for that exact reason. And I guess that's the difference maybe with Guru Club is the fact that, you know, these are real customers that are really enjoying the product, but now in exchange for doing a video, you know what, just mentioning the product on their Instagram stories about it, I just think it has so much merit in it. And then they get, you know, like you said, I think there's even some options for coupons or rebates and things. That's interesting to me. So I don't know if this is the norm. My wife is on the same track of wanting to pause people because this is what's happening. But your solution is not like that.
We've talked to hundreds of brands, and so many of them have influencer fatigue because the rates are all over the place. The engagement levels are all over the place. You don't know who has real followers, who has fake followers. And with Guru Club, the people are only posting for either a rebate or a coupon for their next purchase. So you know they're doing it out of the love of the product, not necessarily just as a hired mercenary to shell out as many brands as possible.
So let's get under the hood a bit and let's get maybe just some details about exactly how the solution works. So I guess somebody would, and we'll give the links at the end of the show, but they go to the Shopify app store, they add on your solution to their Shopify store, and then kind of walk us through what happens at that point.
Yeah, so they install in seconds, as we say, simple, easy to add the Shopify app. And then they have two options. They can give a rebate reward or a coupon reward. The coupons are great for getting people to post even before they buy the product, like, hey, I'm looking forward to buying this. And then they're also great for getting repeat purchases. The rebates are great for getting specific user-generated content about a specific product. And so they have the freedom to choose, hey, I want to give a $5 rebate or a $10 rebate to all my customers. So they set that coupon or rebate. And then we have a widget that can show up on the product or cart page. But we also give them different ways to incentivize their customers. They can put inserts into the packages, which has worked extremely well. Customer gets the package in the mail. They open it up. They see a cool card with that brand stuff on it. Then they scan that QR code and are taken to our website. And there's a button on our website that says I posted. And so once the person signs in, they hit that I posted button and we automatically link that story and then reward that customer. So everything, it's very low maintenance for the brand. They can incentivize people in emails. They can incentivize people in package inserts via social media. You can post a swipe up here and you can get $15 off your purchase. We actually had a brand yesterday make a whole video on social media with all of their branding and stuff, explaining how to do it, how to use it, and we've seen great success. So it's very hands-off, and that's one of the great things about it. You just set the reward and let your customers get it.
And so let's talk about how, because I'm thinking out loud here. It's like, I'm sure Guru Club is different maybe than other platforms. I've interviewed quite a few of, I guess, the largest kind of biggest, baddest kind of enterprise platforms that help you discover influencers and slice and dice their, you know, all the different parts, millions of different people that are, well, some of these influencers are coming and going. And so and sometimes you'd wonder if they're fake followers, and there's lots of challenges that are going on with some of these platforms that help manage influencers versus the way you're doing it. So from your perspective, like, what's the difference between maybe influencer or maybe even affiliate programs versus how Guru Club is going about it?
Definitely. So right off the bat, we don't call our gurus or regular customers influencers because we feel like there's a negative connotation to that word. And once the relationship is strictly cash-based, it becomes inauthentic. And so with Guru Club, it's completely authentic where you're getting a coupon or a rebate. But also the difference between us and affiliate links is that most people don't want to post a link or a code in their story. Again, it takes away a lot of the authenticity. It's like, oh, Steve's posted another code. I wonder what he's got now. But with Guru Club, it's extremely fun because the customer has full creative freedom. And you learn a lot about it too with this, with the user generated content that is posted. So, you know, what Guru Club does, you know, different than affiliate links is, you know, we don't ask your customers to put out that link. And what we see is the customers are so happy because they're like, wow, I just did an endorsement deal with this brand. I've never done an endorsement deal before. Whereas an affiliate link, it doesn't feel like that to the customer. That's the difference there. And again, these are like the happiest customers you'll ever find. And you see it in their content. You know, it's extremely gratifying for both the customer and the merchant.
So let's talk about engagement, because I know that's a topic that comes up quite a bit. Like I said, I have a lot of monthly meetings with quite a few brands, a lot in fashion, but I do some CPG companies, also in supplements and sports nutrition and whatnot. But if this KPI of engagement is important when you're, I guess, posting on Instagram stories, I just wondered if you could share maybe some real world examples that we can use as inspiration. Like, how does a Shopify brand get more customers? And then how do you believe that Guru Club kind of fits into all of this? So I guess you have customers that love the product. So they're going to want to, the brand's going to incentivize them based on their authentic post. And I think that's great. I'm just trying to find the scale part of it and just trying to understand just like overall how you believe that people are going to just generate more revenue net by adding on your solution.
Absolutely. Great question. So if you don't have any customers to start, Guru Club is also a great way to start attracting, as we call it, brand ambassador. You can basically reach out to people, cold email, cold DM, and say, hey, we'd love for you to post about our business. If you do this and go to our website, we'll give you $15 off your first purchase. So you can be aggressive about getting this out to new customers and potential people that you would want posting about your business. But, you know, for every one customer that does do this, they're telling on average between 300 and 600 people. And so it's, you know, when someone puts that on their story, the average guru on our platform has around 850 followers. And so when you're putting that out to all of your friends and family who are engaged with you, that's extremely powerful. And that's more powerful than a big influencer putting it out to a bunch of people, because this is a core group of people who are your friends, family, you know, people that are super engaged with you. So if you can get one person to tell hundreds of people about your business, you know, it's extremely effective. And you have that content that you can then repurpose and save. You have the customer's Instagram handle. You have all of their metrics right on our platform. And so you're getting a ton of data out of this as well. And you're building a focus group of people where you can see their faces. You can see what they look like. You can see what they've been up to recently in their profile. And so, you know, that you become very aware of all this data that's coming in and what you're able to see and learn about each person.
And so do you have any specific insights on any of your clients and any kind of success stories? It's always nice to hear like what sort of lift is even possible.
Yeah. So a company that started a few months ago, it's actually a candle company, Magic Candle Company. Within a very, very short period of time, they had over 1,000 of their customers join, close to 800 posts now. And the content is just incredible. It's video. It has music behind it. It has text on it that tells you all types of insight. And there's a bunch of other companies that are like that as well. But that's the one that always jumps out to us because of how engaged these people are with just a small candle and what they're able to do and the content that we're able to create. And it's on we have a video recording on our website that you can see, and it just scrolls and it's just endless amount of UGC that comes in. And then we have some other, you know, fashion boutique, being able to see people that are wearing these clothes and their faces, and, you know, it helps you with sizing and styling and what they're wearing that stuff with you. And, you know, I always say there's nothing more powerful than one of your customers creating a video and posting it to all their friends, you know, for your business.
One thing I love too about it is that and this comes up a lot, is the legal requirements that go along with UGC. I've interviewed a couple other founders and some other UGC platforms, and part of their value prop is that, you know, there is some kind of a legal arrangement made saying, hey, in exchange for this content, we would like to own it, because then there could be some opportunity for other social ads and other purposes that could be used with this content. Does that same kind of rule apply with your platform?
Yeah, it does. When the customer signs up, they agree that the brand can repurpose that content for their website, for an ad, for a social ad, for a TV commercial. And you start to see more and more UGC in television advertising. You know, so that's extremely valuable to have that library that you can search through, you can look through, you can download. And then there's also more stuff that we're going to be adding to that as well, like post sentiment, being able to see what people say, pulling the words off those posts, pulling the stuff out of people's bios, so you can really get a ton of knowledge from those people.
Wow, I'm probably going to dig into that roadmap. Yes, good idea. So if a brand wants to get involved today, let's say, and they want to experiment with your solution, the next question that they're going to ask is like, how is your product priced? I guess there's two parts to this question. Is there much of a human capital component? And then what's the financial component of your platform?
So by human capital, do you mean like time and energy put into the platform?
Yeah, like just to execute on the platform once you've made the decision to add it. You said within seconds to a minute, it's in your admin ready to go and coming up with whatever the promotion is going to be with either the coupon. Other than that, what's the next? I guess it's coupon or rebates. And then other than that, then what's the financial obligation now to make it all work?
So as far as the human capital goes, we like to think of it as like an app that is your influencer marketing specialist right there. And it handles everything because you can automatically incentivize the people with our widget, but you could also take the time to put it in all your emails. And that's easy to set up once you get going. You can put these package inserts in there, which is pretty easy to do. And then the financial cost is $3 per story that's approved. And so you get your first 10 free, and then $3 per story each time this content comes in. But if you compare $3 per story to the amount of that these companies are paying for Instagram ads or for Facebook ads, that $3 plus, you're probably going to get a repeat purchase once the person gets that coupon, if they post for a coupon. So that's extremely effective and cost efficient. And that's what we've seen.
And then plus think about the retargeting opportunities. So you get this repeat sale, and then obviously it's casts a wider net for discovery for this brand. More customers come in. It seems like almost like a flywheel. And then just thinking about just the retention efforts of going out and trying to find new customer. I mean, yeah, we want to maximize your existing, but going out and finding new ones through lookalike audiences or even just directly retarget them for the second sale. It's so interesting. It just can just keep growing, growing, growing.
Yeah, it's building that brand customer relationship. The customers are extremely happy when they complete the deal. They're gratified. They feel creative. They feel engaged. And it's so much more than just a purchase. It's a full-blown relationship that has now been started between this customer and this brand. And those customers, they remember that stuff that they post forever. And so it has a lasting effect on their affinity to the brand.
So what's the future look like for Guru Club? Are you able to maybe share your North Star, I guess, for the remainder of 21? Is there any partner alignment or innovation? I mean, end of the day, obviously your platform seems quite stable and a lot of great features, and it's a little bit self-service too, which is great. You kind of install it, you get rolling with it. And really it's, you know, your customers that are coming to your store, you're giving them the opportunity to get a discount or some kind of reward in exchange for an Instagram mention. So I think that's really cool. What else are you going to do to keep iterating your platform over the next few years?
So we started off with Shopify, and Shopify has been a great platform to begin on. And there's, as you know, there's millions of Shopify stores, and it's great. But we also want to get we've been approached by enterprises, by delivery platforms, by hotels. We actually got approached by a city that the Chamber of Commerce, with hundreds of hotels, shops, and stuff like that, they reached out as well. And they said, can you do this beyond just direct to consumer or Shopify? And so we see this working for your favorite coffee shop, your favorite hotel, airlines, pretty much anything you can think of, we're going to be able to do that with just a set of discount codes. So the company uploads a spreadsheet of discount codes, and we automatically distribute them to people that have posted. So that's one thing that we're working on. But on the Shopify side, we're also going to be integrating with TikTok as well, so that you can get people to post TikToks for you. And as I mentioned, I think offline before, we're going to have this tipping and messaging system where the people with the most followers and the most engaged and the most best content, you can message them on the platform and say, hey, we're really looking for a shot on the beach at sunset for our new line of apparel. We'll send you $100 in store credit if you upload that to the platform. That's all stuff that is in the pipeline and that we're working on and that we're very, very excited for. And we see this, the sky's the limit for customer collaboration.
Well, that's why I had you on. I mean, I heard about you just through social media and then seeing it live in action and then seeing other people talking about it. I'm like, okay, wait, I got to cast a wider net for you and get 10,000 people to learn about it. And that's kind of why we're recording today. So it sounds like you had a really great solution and you're really onto something very unique. Hopefully you can trademark this too, because it's great technology. So we are nearing the end of the show. I wonder if you have any, I guess, closing comments or any takeaways or action items that you would like to leave with our listeners today.
I guess the closing remark that I would make to a lot of Shopify merchants is, you know, humanize your brand. And so much money is going out the window to Facebook ads, Instagram ads, Google ads, influencers, and, you know, getting your own customers to talk about you is so important and so powerful. And that third party validation makes you feel really good as a merchant. And so all I would say to merchants is, beyond the fact that you should go download and install Guru Club, is that you should humanize your brand and incentivize people in many ways to talk about it. And don't fall for the big numbers. Don't fall for a certain amount of impressions. Don't fall for a certain amount of followers. You know, real people really have the most impact. I think Facebook took off, I think, like a billion fake accounts or something like that on their platform. So when you pay for a Facebook ad, how many of those are going to fake accounts, bots, stuff like that? It's just a huge problem there. And we believe we have the solution to fix it for a lot of.
Beautiful. How can people learn more about your solution? Where can they go to learn more?
So we direct people to www.guru.club. That is the shopper-facing login page. And so you'll learn how it works for a shopper. And then there's a tab on there that says for businesses. And that breaks everything down there.
And you also have a Shopify app. I guess people can search in the app store under Guru Club, and that's where you would install that. Yep. And get rolling. We also spoke offline before recording and understand that you'd like to share an offer for those listening today.
Yeah. So if you see on our website, there's these product insert, package inserts, which I spoke about. If you reach out to us and we'll share the link on your page, Steve, and send us your email address, we'll actually send you 200 of those on us that are branded to your brand. And those have the QR codes on there that customers can just scan and get started. So it's a great way to kick off a partnership with Guru Club.
Oh, I love it. What I'll do is I'll redirect ecommercefastlane.com/Guru Club. That'll go to your landing page, and that can be my like a lead capture for you, but at least, you know, showing the offer of, hey, getting these couple of hundred really neat little cards with the QR code on it. I think it's really neat, and person just uses their phone, they click it, and that QR code links off to the URL and gives them the next steps of how do you get involved with Guru Club and how do you post and how do you get paid and all that. So it all is part of that flow. So I think it's really interesting how you have that all working together. Thank you, Sam, for coming on the show today. I really, really appreciate it. And, you know, one thing that I know you know this, but, you know, Shopify's mission really is to make commerce better for everyone. And, you know, based on today's recording, I really believe that Guru Club really is also in tight alignment with really wanting to help brands in a lot of ways, like for sure improving efficiencies, but I can see growing their revenue and then thinking about lifetime value. I think that's what your tool does. It really does help build a top of funnel, but then you're also getting the retention side of it by just getting the same people to rebuy again and again with a small incentive. So I think that's phenomenal. And just wanted to thank you for sharing your knowledge, building this platform and, you know, just giving back to the Shopify ecosystem.
Thanks for having me on, Steve. I really enjoyed it. And be on the lookout for us. We have some big stuff in the future, new features coming and stuff like that. So awesome.
All right. Well, have yourself a great afternoon.
Thanks, Steve. See ya.
Today's episode is brought to you by High Conversion Recommend, powered by Amazon Personalize. They help medium to large Shopify merchants boost engagement, increase conversions, and most importantly, grow new revenue with the same product recommendation AI that's used on Amazon.com. When your visitors can't quickly discover the right products, they leave and they'll go to a competitor or a big marketplace. And that kind of explains why, on average, 90% of your online visitors never find a product or add an item to the shopping cart. Effective product discovery is a must-have capability for all Shopify brands with 50 products or more in their catalog and ideally a million per year in revenue. High Conversion Recommend uses visitor actions, context, and Amazon's own recommendation algorithms to generate ultra-relevant, personalized recommendations, most importantly, all in real time. So install High Conversion today and take them up on their offer. They have a 7-day product recommendation challenge, and they believe they can produce 100% more revenue per visitor in just 1 week with the use of Amazon's product recommendation algorithms. So head on over, highconversion.com, mention e-commerce Fastlane as a listener. You'll also get an exclusive 20% off their annual plan. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of e-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.